This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Trail, broadcast number 221 for Wednesday, January 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures turned higher Wednesday morning after a bout of choppy trading. The March canola contract gains $2.70 at $644.30 per ton, and the May contract adds $3.60 at $654.40 per ton. There's support coming from small gains in Chicago soy oil, but European rapeseed is mixed, while Chicago soybeans and soy meal plus Malaysian palm oil are down. Increases in crude oil are underpinning the vegetable oils. In the meantime, canola holds above its 200-day moving average. As the fund traders add new longs to their canola, the short position fell to its lowest level in 2 months. With Donald Trump set to be sworn in as President of the United States on Monday, there's an air of uncertainty looming large over canola when it comes to tariffs and biofuel policies. Meanwhile, reduced canola supplies could lead to price rationing as spring approaches. The Canadian government gives its approval to the $8.2 billion Bunge-Viterra merger, but with conditions regarding competition. Those will include binding controls on Bunge's minority stake in G3. The Canadian dollar is higher Wednesday morning, with the loonie at 69.72 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 69.58. Later this morning, the United States Energy Information Administration will release its ethanol report, with the market expecting production to be steady to lower. Ahead of tomorrow's report from the U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association, the average trade guess puts the December crush at nearly 205.5 million bushels of soybeans. There are concerns the Western Plains might not have sufficient snow cover when temperatures turn colder come the weekend. However, precipitation is in the forecast. As the South American soybean and corn harvests are getting underway, there are concerns about dryness in Argentina. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Wednesday morning in choppy trading. The March contract dips a penny at 10.46.5 per bushel. March soy oil tacks on about a tenth of a cent at 46.75 per pound. March soy meal slips 60 cents at $312.30 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn is up 3.5 cents at 4.78 per bushel. March oats are down a nickel at 349.5. The U.S. wheat complex turns mixed as Chicago March adds 2.5 cents at 549. Kansas City March sheds a half cent at 560. And Minneapolis March tacks on 2 cents at 591.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, January 15th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.